So as of today, we have 724 cases that have come in through our front door at 211 in disaster case management. 95% of those are in Montgomery County, and then we have Miami, Mercer, and Greene County cases as well. About half of those are homeowners, and about 68% of those homeowners have indicated that they're going to need some assistance with repair and rebuilding.
There was some talk today among the attendees about people still not getting the message about 211 or getting a no answer from FEMA, but you have stated that that doesn't necessarily mean help is not there for them.
Help is there for anybody who was affected by the tornadoes. So anybody who needs assistance, even if they were insured, even if they got FEMA assistance, if they still need assistance, they should contact us and we will see what we can do to help them. There were 19 tornadoes and nearly 6,000 homes were damaged. 1,200 of those homes were destroyed or had major damage. So we know that homeowners that have called us so far is just a fraction of the people that need help.
You talked about a spring rebuild campaign coming up. Give us more information on that.
So in the spring, we have several skilled volunteer teams that will be coming in from around the nation to help us do rebuilding. And in fact, we're going to be working with a bunch of those teams this afternoon. But folks like the Mennonites, the Amish, the Brethrens, Team Rubicon, all of those organizations will come out and they will help us with rebuilding any case-managed home that we have resourced with materials and money. So that's the process that we're really undertaking right now.
Those being case-managed homes, they have to get into the system and get on the radar for your organizations working together, correct?
That's the critical piece right now, trying to get people into the system. So we need them to call 211 to tell them that they're tornado survivors, and they'll automatically complete a form for us that allows us to reach out with a case manager. That information then we can use to make sure that, you know, folks own their homes, they were resident at the home at the time of the tornado, and then to send a construction estimating team out to take a look at what disaster caused damage occurred and to prepare a detailed estimate on what it's going to take to help the people recover.
You're holding monthly meetings with a great number of organizations in the Miami Valley involved in the recovery process, which is going to take more time. Your thoughts on these organizations in the Miami Valley and the value of their working together on a project like this, the necessity of it, and how long do you think this will go on into the future?
Normal thoughts related to disaster recovery in terms of the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, a 40-year-old organization that has focused on disaster recovery. There's something called the Principles of 10. So if emergency relief is needed for 10 days, and our shelters, our emergency Red Cross shelters, were open for 10 days, then you multiply that by 10, and that's the response phase. That's the immediate needs, safety, security, making sure people have shelter and food. That's about 100 days or 3 months. So we've now transitioned into the long-term recovery phase, which will probably take about 3 years. So the long-term recovery phase, that's helping individuals get back to define what the recovery plan is and to, then to execute it and get back to a new normal. Community recovery takes longer. So community recovery, whether it's affordable housing, it's looking at green spaces, it's looking at brownfield redevelopment, public infrastructure, that's a 10-year phase.
Quite a challenge for any community.
Yes.
How do you think the Miami Valley is stacking up or stepping up?
We have heard from national experts that we are about 6 months ahead of where any normal community would be in terms of recovery process. And I think that's a testament to what Dayton is in terms of our level of innovation in this community and our willingness to work together. So there are over 30 groups that are involved in the individual long-term recovery. Nonprofits, jurisdictions, different trade organizations, all of them working together to make this community, help them recover.
And so anyone not involved in this group or the recovery process so far that still has an interest, how can they get involved?
So there are two key things that we'd love for the community to remember as we move forward. One is that if you have been impacted by the tornadoes, we need you to call 211 to get into the system so that we can help you. Help is available. Two, if you'd like to contribute to helping us make this work happen, the best thing to do is to donate to the Dayton Foundation's Disaster Recovery Fund. That will allow us to purchase the materials that the voluntary teams will need to rebuild homes.
Laura, thanks so much for the information.
You're very welcome. Thank you.